Hi, I'm John Hurley, and today I'm with Adrian Webb, who's the chairperson of CESI, the Computer Education Society of Ireland, and we're going to be talking about their upcoming conference. So Adrian, maybe tell us a little bit about CESI and what it does.
Well, CESI, the Computers and Education Society of Ireland, has actually been around since 1973, John, which comes as a surprise to a lot of people. Yeah. And over that time, those people engaged in it and involved in it have come from first, second and third level, which again is unusual. Mm-hmm. And they're basically practitioners who want to see how ICTs can enhance both the learning experience and the teaching experience. And as technologies have changed, so how CESI operates has changed.
And you mentioned there that you span both primary, secondary and third level. How does that kind of work out? Or is there... You know, is there kind of a balance between all three, and you know, have you seen that changing over the last few years?
Well, essentially, we always try to make sure that the executive has representatives from the three sectors so that all of the things that are important to one particular sector can be there on the table. Right. And in that sense, we do try also at the conference to make sure that there is a balance. When it comes to third level, it's very much the education departments and third level colleges who are part of CESI and who have an interest. So you have this crossover between the training of teachers and the practitioners in the classroom.
Okay. And you yourself are a practicing teacher.
Oh, you're second level, isn't it? Yeah. Of many years standing,
right.
Yes.
Where are you teaching?
I'm actually teaching in St. Michael's Holy Faith in Finglas and have been there for all my teaching career.
Okay, so you're bringing lots of practical experience to the
executive. Great deal.
So tell us maybe a little bit about your conference is happening next week, and what's your focus for the conference?
Well, interestingly enough, the title that we hit upon was ICT in Education, Changing Landscapes. And that was done before all these monies came about. So we really feel that the world of ICT is changing constantly, both in the nature of the technology, but in the nature of its uses. And what we're looking forward to at the conference is for those who are using technology in an innovative and new way to challenge those of us who perhaps haven't thought that way, to open our eyes to what is possible, and by that sharing, bring it back into our classrooms and bring our classrooms on so that their landscapes can change.
Okay, well, I think you put it very nicely there. How, okay, you're talking about maybe kind of getting teachers thinking about how they're using the technology and maybe using it more effectively. Is that kind of what you're trying to get at rather than focusing in on the technology itself?
Oh, I think so. I mean, the membership would have a broad range in terms of people who are very techie orientated and those who are less techie orientated. And what I find is that those who are really interested in technology, in fact, bring us along, those of us who are perhaps not so interested in technology, but they show us what's possible. And then as educationists working with particular issues that we want to resolve in the classroom, we can then adapt and take that technology. So I suppose be correct to say that it's a blend of both. I mean, if we don't know what's happening on the technology side, we can see how it can be a tool in our hands. Okay. And so you've a blend of both going on, I think.
Right, okay. Yeah, I see you have Tom Barrett as a keynote speaker. What is he, or who is he?
Well, Tom Barrett is a primary school teacher in the UK. Right. And Tom has come to the fore very much in his enthusiasm and in his innovative ways of using technology, again, in the teaching and learning context. Mm-hmm. And he describes himself really as someone who's interested in how technology can change the classroom and make learning more interesting. And I tuned into one of the things that he has done, and I joined a class who were exploring the deep and the life of the whale in the deep using the Wii.
Okay.
And we were actually swimming with the whales, and I think if I could be in that classroom, I'd be thrilled. So to bring that bit of excitement into my own classroom or to enable somebody else bring it into theirs, I think is a wonderful opportunity. And Tom is going to explore the various ways that he looks at and thinks about technology, and I think a fresh thought, a fresh approach can often just get us going again.
Great. And you have a range of workshops and practical workshops that are taking place as part of the programme of events. Maybe, you know, what are they focusing in on, and how are they run?
Absolutely. Now, in the past, we would have had perhaps fewer workshops than we would have had talks. So we've decided to change the balance because obviously we listen to what people say when they're leaving conferences and at the end of conferences. And a lot of the time there's just so much on that people would love to have a flavour of everything. And 30 minutes of a talk and 15 minutes of questions is becoming a bit problematical, really. Right. So what we've done this year is we've extended the number of workshops. Right. And we have 11 workshops running this year. Okay. But we've also run some of them twice.
Okay.
So as to give people an opportunity, if two are running concurrently, say in the morning, that they would have the opportunity to pick up the one that they missed in the afternoon.
Right.
So we're kind of taking the approach of let your fingers do the learning and getting people doing the hands-on stuff. Mm-hmm. But the talks also have a value insofar as that in a short space of time and in one location and for investment of your time, you can actually get a very wide range of information, which can then be facilitated by web addresses, URLs to allow you follow up on it. And can also generate discussions on our SESI list, which is where an awful lot of our life happens.
Great. And you mentioned earlier on that, you know, new technology has allowed you to do things differently. Is that, you know, are you moving more online in terms of collaboration and sharing and so on?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. I think we started our SESI list about 2.5 years ago, and currently our numbers are at over 600 on the list. And really, that is where SESI exists at this stage. The branch structure is no longer present. And what we have done in the last year is we've had one or two teaching sessions run on a Saturday. We've also run a thing called the SESI Meet down in Dingle. And we're trying to expand out what technology allows us to do in order to allow us reach more people and to have more people involved. And it's wonderful to watch what goes on the list to see that.
Okay, because you mentioned SESI Meet there, and I see you have one on Friday night before the conference. Maybe tell us a little bit about that for people who aren't familiar with that whole concept.
Okay, well, in fact, it's an idea that was stolen from the Scottish idea of a teach meet.
Okay.
And what it is, it's an informal situation in which people exchange ideas or make presentations. Now, it can be quite challenging if I asked you, John, to make a 1-minute presentation on something, or a 3-minute, or a 5-minute. And if you got 15 minutes, you'd be doing really, really well. But again, it's to get things started, get people thinking. Usually runs for about 2 hours. It has a surprise element about it in that there's no pre-published programme. There's no hint, really, of what you're going to hear. So it's kind of like a lucky bag walking into it. But you will be guaranteed that it'll be lively, entertaining. It'll be practitioner-based. There may be some wine in the corner to help you lubricate the activities and the tongues of the evening. And that afterwards people would informally sit around and chat together. So it's kind of learning for fun for adults.
Great. Okay. Well, that sounds like something that, you know, any teacher that's interested in technology and how it applies to their classroom should be interested in, whether it's the SESI meet or the conference itself. How, if I'm a teacher and I was interested in going, you know, where can I find out further information? Can I register online? What's the story?
Well, I'm delighted and regret to say that you can't register anymore for Friday because we're booked out. We have a cap on it because the focus this year is going to be on mobile handheld technology, and I'll say no more so as to keep surprises for those who have yet to attend. For anybody interested in coming in on the Saturday, you can register at www.sesi.ie, and we now encourage very, very much payment online, which reduces, again, the carbon footprint for us all and speeds things up.
Okay.
And we're looking at €30 for the day on Saturday, and that will include your lunch.
That's great value. Okay, so when's it all happening and where is it happening?
Well, last year we moved out to Dublin for the first time in many years, and we had it in Portlaoise, and it worked very, very well. And we're going back to Portlaoise this year. So on the Saturday, it's in Portlaoise College. And for those who are attending on the Friday night, it's in the Heritage Hotel in Portlaoise itself.
Great. OK, so that's the SESI meet on the 4th of February, between 7 and 9. And the actual conference itself takes place on Saturday, the 5th of February, between 9 and 4:30.
Yes.
And obviously, you know, this is an annual conference, so is it the first weekend in every February that you tend to go for? Have you a track record there?
Well, we have tended to have it around the time of the midterm break. And right. the reason for that in the past was because teachers could be out of school on the Friday. Mm-hmm. No subs provided, but it was a legal reason for being out of school. But with cutbacks and everything last year, we had to pull it back to being a Saturday event. Mm-hmm. At the moment, anyway, it's around February. A lot of it depends, too, on the schools where we want to hold it, because obviously it's a cooperative venture and we want to make sure that everybody is suited by it. We are actually a week earlier than we were last year.
Right, okay.
So I couldn't guarantee the calendar time, but February would be a good month to keep free.
Okay, so anyone that's interested, whether it might be a bit late for this year, but for 2012, and I suppose getting involved in the discussions and online discussions and for upcoming teach meets or SESI meets, check out www.sesi.ie. And we'll be constantly kind of doing updates from SESI anyway on the TeachNet blog. Adrian, it's been a pleasure. I'll be down there myself. I'll be there on the Friday night. So hopefully I'll learn something more. And I'm intrigued by what you're going to do with mobile learning. So,
well, looking forward to having you.
Okay, and we'll probably report back on that one. Okay, thank you very much, Adrian.